In Acts chapter 8, Scripture talks about an individual that is met along the road by a disciple and studies the Bible. And upon studying the Bible and coming to some truths and getting some things cleared up, his response is this. It says, in verse 36, it says, "As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, 'Look, here is water. Why shouldn't I be baptized?' And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him." Yo, we're going to see Cherie's husband, Kai, get baptized now. And, you know, what's been really incredible is as he studied the Bible, that's kind of been his thing all along, is I'm ready to get baptized. And we're witnessing something truly great in the Lord as we see a family reunited through Jesus. So I'm going to give it over to Matt and have Matt share here.
Well, it truly is. It's exciting. Brand will, you know, let me know to be ready. Looks like it's the day. And it's just exciting to be here with Kai. I have one point with many subpoints. No. You know, I think it's some, I think just to sum it up, it's just been inspiring to see Kai's heart continue to just go towards God. To really, looking back at the first time we met with you, it wasn't, he really wanted to focus on his heart and following God for real, but he was also thinking, like it says in Acts 2, the promise is for you and for all who are far off. And really, you know, his family, he was thinking about his family. And I'm just really proud of you. He's made decisions about dealing with anger, dealing with relationships, and making sure that he's ready to start have a fresh start, and even smoking, making really radical decisions in that area of his life. Yeah. So I'm really excited for you. I'm super just fired up that, you know, in my faith, just being able to get even more inspired through being in the studies with you. So, amen.
Kai, I definitely appreciate, you know, our friendship that has grown even more over the past year. Really, you comforted me, you know, during my time of struggle, you know, and definitely with, you know, Ebony not being here any longer, and, you know, really just you pulling me to the side and, you know, us having that talk. And I really do appreciate your heart for that. And you're making the right decision, you know, the decision to lead your family the right way, you know, to definitely make sure that your kids have the opportunity, you know, to live a life righteous. And definitely appreciate that, you know, to be an example even to my son, you know, and I definitely do appreciate that. So just want to let you know, man, I love you. And Matthew 28 is coming to heart, you know, just to definitely live the life. So.
I just wanted to say how proud I am of you. Now you can lead us. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah, it says that God will pick the time and place when you will be called, and, you know, the circumstances may not be what you would expect them to be, you know. I heard my calling through a tragedy. And, you know, I heeded that call. I would not let anything else get in the way of heeding that call. And knowing that this is where I need to be for myself and for my family.
Amen. Amen, Kai. We've got a couple of questions for you. Do you believe that Jesus Christ was the Son of God?
Yes.
Died on the cross. He's ready. This has been always in the studies. Let me finish, please. Let me. Do you believe that Jesus was the Son of God, died on the cross for your sins, and rose through the resurrection?
Yes.
What is your good confession?
Jesus is Lord.
Now, Ty, because of your good confession, The brothers will now baptize you in the name of the Father and in the Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. You'll receive the forgiveness of your sins, the gift of the Holy Spirit, and be added to the family of God. Amen. Amen.